We are back at it, awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have. You can either phone it in, or you can send a text, whichever is easier. One number for either a phone call or a text is 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. I looked out the window early this morning. I mentioned this earlier here on CCO. I saw snow on my deck, and I wanted to go back to bed and maybe wake up and, you know, here it is, Groundhog Day. But nonetheless, it's April. It's only April 20th, right?
Mm-hmm. And we've had May snowstorms. I've told the story before. Setna Mai is our local town celebration, and we've had flurries on that weekend before, and we've had 85 degrees on that weekend before. So who knows? And it looks like the coming week, no snow on the ground, and we're getting lots of work done out there.
I was thinking about the rain we had recently in the area, and how grateful, again, I was looking outside my other window looking at the water gushing out of my leaf guard downspout. And I thought, well, you don't know this. My daughter, Hedlindis, put in leaf guard gutters years ago in her house, and she called me the other day and said she... And this kind of brings up a point. She didn't get it all done. There was a section that was questionable about water drainage and all of that. So she'll be talking to Lindis this coming week and arranging for more. But you don't have to get these gutters all at once, do you, is my point.
No. A lot of times, we'll just go to the areas that are the most difficult to clean out, or the upper sections where, you know, sometimes people don't even have a ladder tall enough to get to certain areas. And, at least take care of the danger areas and go from there. It's not uncommon that over a 10-year period, we replace all of the gutters on the exterior of the home. You know, I think the most we've ever gone back to somebody's house, I think, is 7 times. So just there's no minimum with us. You can, and we'll split up your estimate any way you want.
And another question, I always check the text screen even during the week. Sometimes things pop up, and just to alert our listeners, if you do have a home improvement question, you send it on Wednesday. Chances are I won't see it because we have so many texts with all the shows that it just gets, you know, way down the line. But what about the leaf guard gutters themselves? I mean, I've had leaf guard gutters for probably close to 30 years now, and never had to clean them all those years. What's so good about it? What makes a difference then? What's the difference between regular gutters and leaf guard, I guess, is what I'm asking.
You know, it is still the only one-piece seamless leaf-shedding product on the market today. But besides on how wonderful leaf guard is, you know, it has an internal bracket that no tree debris can get caught on. But all of our people that install leaf guard, that's all they do, Denny, is install leaf guard. They may, you know, and they do some soffit and fascia work as well, but that's usually included... A lot of times, and when we're doing gutter work, we're going to take a look at the softened fascia and make that entire eave maintenance-free if we can. And that's all these people do every day, day in, day out, and they know how to remove the water from the roof and get it away from the house. You don't ever have to worry about landscape damage or water in your basement, which I know my buddies over at safebasements.com, this time of year as the rains start coming, the amount of flooded basement calls they get is still alarming. And the amount of referrals we get from that company, you know, probably over 100 a year, where thousands of dollars in damage could have been avoided had they had a proper water management system. And installing these gutters in the proper way to make sure the water that gets inside the gutters getting out of the gutter is an important thing. Because believe it or not, most homes aren't level. So it's going to take some brain power to really make these things go. And when you know that, on average, our crew leads have over 50,000 feet of gutter installation experience, that it should be a comforting thought.
Yeah, I should say. All right, let's grab a phone call this morning, Andy. Dominic's calling in from Plymouth. Dominic, good morning. What is your question for Andy?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Andy, I have got a raised deck at the back of my house, and it's also got a sunroom. And it's like a walkout basement, and I was hoping to enclose it and just to use it during the summer and screen it in. And I'm just wondering what you think is the best material that I could use. Should I use wood or some sort of composite material? I just wonder if you could help me with that.
Well, they make specific windows for sunrooms that are they're not cheap, but they allow the most air to come in, and you can close them off. But I wouldn't be afraid to look at trying to turn it into a four season place. So if possible, as you're going through this project, at least get it priced out both ways, and of turning this space into a three-season porch or a screened-in area versus a four-season porch. So I can tell you this, the amount of people that we meet trying to convert a three-season into a four-season, it turns into, like, you know, your favorite spot in the house. So on the initial build and on this type of construction, it's going to be more cost-effective to do it now than later. So at least take a look into that, but there's some construction. It's going to be more cost effective to do it now than later. So at least take a look into that. But there's some really good screening options that you can get. Or if you're going to be looking at replacing the windows or with some combination windows, we can talk about that as well.
And would you use a wood material, or do you think it would be like a sort of some other type of material?
It'd be a composite material. I would. As far as the decking goes, or as far as the windows or the new enclosure goes?
The sort of enclosure.
So, yeah, I would either look at some of the Infinity options, but we all also have some options specifically designed for three-season porches.
Okay. I hope that helped. Thanks, Dominic. I'm looking at these other questions here. And a break time is coming up in a moment. 651-461-9226. Andy, this text came in a bit ago, and I'll just read it. My mom has a smoke/CO detector beeping. It's near the ceiling of approximately a story and a half room. Who should I call to help? Who would have that very high stepladder? The only thing I could guess is, you know, there are a lot of handyman kind of places, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would look into the handyman type things, and I'm telling you, those little giant ladders for setting inside a home at not only are they a safe option, but they get up a little bit higher than your average ladder. They're heavy, but they can adjust for, you know, all sorts of adjustments in order to make it a level and safe area to try to get up to. But a story and a half up on the ceiling there. That's
Who put it up there? That's what I want to know. Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess to answer that question again, call a handyman. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a signal. We do need to take a quick break here. By the way, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, by all means, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Still 32 degrees here in the Twin Cities. We hope the skies will clear. Give us a high near 49, low tonight 33, and sunshine does return tomorrow with a high on Sunday 61. Again, 32 on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Good Saturday morning to you, the 20th of April. We're in the midst of our home improvement show brought to us by Lindus Construction every Saturday here in the 9 o'clock hour. That's L-I-N-D-U-S. Ever need to get in touch? 844-9-LINDUS is the easiest number to keep in mind if you need some help. Maybe you need those leaf guard gutters. Andy, I was looking at a text, and they said when the temperature overnight in the winter is freezing, there are three windows in our house that have frost along the bottom in the morning. Do the windows need to be replaced? Is their question.
You know, possibly. It also could be a moisture issue in that particular room. What you're having happen there is warm air is meeting a cold surface and it's frosting up. So obviously the window isn't warm enough on the inside to stop that from happening, to stop the condensation from happening. So once you can figure out why that's happening, then you can maybe determine on what's going on with the window or whether the window needs to be replaced. The nice thing, Denny, is when you have a consultation from one of my people at Lindus, we're going to come out to your house with a variety of diagnostic tools that are going to use to be to determine what we can do to make your house the most comfortable and healthy for the inside as it possibly can be. And if we need to replace the windows, we'll let you know that. But if we don't need to replace the windows, we're also going to let you know that. We tell people all the time what's going on and this is what you need to do to fix the problem. So at least if you want, it's free, that initial consultation. Have one of our people come out and take a look at it and go from there.
You know, speaking of windows, and I know we talk about windows, but like we mentioned last time, there's so many ads about windows, all these different window companies I've never seen before or heard of before. Mm-hmm. One of them, and I can't remember which one it was, talks about, hey, it's triple pane. Not talking about anything else about the windows themselves. Well, what's the difference? I mean, what are we talking about here with pane?
Pain. You know, there's maybe some new technology that could be coming around where it makes more sense to go along the triple pane route. Or I know the folks at Cardinal Glass have developed a, you know, maybe a better spacer system than what most of the window manufacturers currently use. But what I can tell you is I have the season guard windows are available in triple pane windows. And it's the triple pane made by Cardinal Glass, one of the best manufacturers in the country. In that same room, I have the infinity window that is double pane. So there's more space between the two glass pieces, Denny. So there's less thermal transfer. And what I found out when we did this at Lindus Construction, again, the same room, same heat, same sun, same everything. It's going to be about a 2 degree difference in temperature, the inside pane of the glass, where the infinity is actually warmer on the inside of the room versus the triple pane window when it's below zero. And we've tested it at all times of the day, and it just always remained true. It's going to be a warmer edge. So that led me to believe that triple pane is more about, you know, selling somebody that more is going to be better when, in fact, the two panes of glass seem to perform better, at least in our area of the world.
Now, these Infinity Windows by Marvin, great product you've talked about, we've talked about for forever. Installation-wise, is it pretty much equal to any other good, high-quality window? Same, no issues?
Say that again, Denny?
Yeah, as far as installation, if we're talking apples to apples, so you've got the Infinity by Marvin windows and any other mm-hmm. high-end quality window, are they the same as far as installation process?
Yeah, real similar. If you're going to be taking the proper steps, in which we always do at Lindus Construction, if you're talking about full frame installation where you're going to prep the entire opening and then you're going to make sure all of the air infiltration and water infiltration procedures are taking place, yeah, then it's basically the same technique for almost all windows. Now, different types of brick molds install different way. Different types of nail fins install a certain way. Styles of windows do vary, but installation techniques, for the most part, are going to remain the same. And then how we trim the windows out on the inside, you know, doesn't really vary from window manufacturer. Because we still install a fair amount of other types of windows. There's, you know, people that just want to replace, you know, 3-4 windows and want to match the existing wood windows, or they're adding an addition onto the house and they want to remain in that same style of window or that same brand of windows. We do that on a regular basis.
Andy, I think, and we'll get calls once in a while about certain homes like those great old lumber baron kind of homes in Stillwater. Mm-hmm. Are there options to, you know, you don't want to put in a window in a home like that that's 100 and some years old. Are there good options to kind of keep it
sure.
in that style?
Yeah, we can keep it in that style and take some of the nice technology that we have nowadays to remain energy efficient. So there's definitely, we work on historic homes on a regular basis. And one of the reasons I think is that we're dumb enough to actually put estimates and numbers to these ones because they're always more difficult. And they always take a long time, but Denny, I'm telling you, when you finish projects like that, it's fun for everyone. And when you get to work on homes like that, and see how and just appreciate the craftsmen of that were before us and what they did, and then how much easier it is for us in the grand scheme of things. Our materials are better, our tools are better, our ability to research what needs to be done is better, and then you see what these people did with all hand tools. Wow, it's a lot of fun to work on.
Isn't that true? Let's grab a phone call before we look at the weather. Dan calling in, I believe, from Buffalo. Hi, Dan. What is your question, please?
Hi. Good morning. My question is, I'm going to need new shingles, a new roof job in a couple of years, and I keep seeing these ads for the metal shingles. What are your thoughts on those?
I'm not a giant fan of the metal shingles. I don't really like how they perform as well as some of the other Class 4 options and maybe the new solar option from GAF. As far as when it comes to hail, we're marring, especially with a lot of insurance companies. So say your new metal roof gets all dented up. If it's not leaking, it might not be covered unless you go for a special rider with your insurance company. And for me, that doesn't fly. Now, a standing seam roof maybe has the possibility with expansion and contraction to work out a lot of those dents if the insurance company isn't going to cover it. But having said that, I know the finish itself isn't going to last as long after it's hail damage. There could be micro fracturing that happens, and then after, you know, 2-3 years of the sun or water sitting in those spots where the hail hit on metal roofs, it will start to peel. And then you'd have to have the roof painted at least. So I'd look into all of those options if I were you, but I still think the best option is one of the 50-year warranty roofs from GAF, and I would look at the Class 4. Because we've inspected hundreds of roofs after having 2-inch hail and have yet to find really any type of damage on those roofs. So I would highly encourage going that route, because the worst thing that can happen is you replace your roof and 3 years later you get hail. So I would highly encourage going that route, because the worst thing that can happen is you replace your roof and 3 years later you got to put a new roof on. Even if insurance company's picking up the bill, there's still going to be some out-of-pocket money. And it's still going to be a headache that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, thanks. I had no idea.
Yeah thanks. Yeah. Good question, though.
Good question.
For the call. Yeah. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break for weather. We have about another half hour of the show to go. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226. Here on a Saturday in CCO land from 830. This is WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show, brought to us by Lindus Construction. Andy Lindus, answering your home improvement questions either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Andy, a question about dehumidifiers. I know you've talked about this in shows past. Any recommendations on home dehumidifiers?
The Santa Fe model is the one that I have in my home. And again, the filter just needs to be washed and cleaned on a regular basis. And I want to say, Denny, 98, 99, maybe somewhere in there is when I purchased this dehumidifier. And I want to say it was, you know, $1,300, $1,400 then. And I think they're pushing $3,000 now, maybe a little bit under.
Wow. But what's so good about them?
Again, how many people have a dehumidifier that's 25 years old and working like it did? And I have it set up in my basement at whatever humidity I want my house to be, and it's always that proper level. I can tell you this. I never have to worry about condensation issues, moisture issues, mold issues, or frosting up issues because I have a properly working dehumidification system. I think it's a good investment. I never have to empty it. It goes right into I have it actually, you know, a hose running to my sub pump. So I just set it and forget it and clean the filter a few times a year.
Outstanding. Santa Fe, it's called. Okay. Thanks for that. A suggestion. I'm not sure if this is a good idea or not, and maybe they will or will not. Good morning, this listener says, for the lady that needs a tall stepladder for her smoke CO detector, her local fire department may provide that courtesy service. I don't know. Maybe.
You know, I would. It's a wonderful thought, and it'd be awesome if that was the case. But I've never heard of that. I know there's there's probably some programs for people in neighborhoods with the with thing. And remember, like where I live, it's a volunteer fire department, and that group of people are awesome people, and they'll say yes to almost anything to help out a neighbor.
I'm looking at a text, and I know Linda's does not do this kind of work. It's about the sewer lines. They live in a 1950s house. They have a tile line from the house to the city line. Clay is sinking in separating tree roots. You've heard that story before. Mm-hmm. And they've got one estimate of 10,000 from a place. I really don't know what their question is. I mean, I what would you suggest? You guys don't do that, but what about getting different estimates?
If you can find, again, if you're not comfortable with that number, then by all means, trust your instincts and your gut and get another estimate. It's not fun to have to go through that process and knowing, again, the biggest complaint we hear from our customers is, you know, I called 9 people and you're one of 2 people to call me back. We hear that on a regular basis. So I get it. It's frustrating trying to even get an estimate at times, but if you're not comfortable with what this number is, and this is probably something that needs to happen quick, you know, if it's not working now, and that's where emotions can get involved. And when emotions come into these types of home improvement decisions, then bad things can happen. So 10,000 doesn't sound completely out of line though, Denny. I don't know the distance, the amount of work, how many days of labor or anything like that. I can tell you, My people that would trust to put numbers to that, I they'd give me a number, and I'd say, yeah, then go for it.
Yeah. That's too bad. A lot of work, a lot of expense. Good morning, let's see. This listener wants to know, and you talk about this from time to time, as far as you, I know you test and have tested a lot of different products for your decks, your deck. What do you like, Texter says, to use for a deck floor, and how long do they last?
Millboard, and hopefully forever.
It's that good.
I really do think it's the last deck, especially if you use one of our metal framing options. You really shouldn't have to worry about this product ever. I really do believe that. Even if you have to replace the entire deck surface 30, 40, 50 years from now, then the metal framing should be just fine, especially where we live. Meaning, we're not near an ocean having to worry about that type of corrosion or anything like that.
What do you do about the cleaning that deck? I don't want to put you in a corner here as far as cleaning, but what do you use, generally speaking, when you do clean that millboard?
You know, for me, on the exterior of the home, Denny, for a lot of projects, I use a smaller pressure washer, meaning I have an electric pressure washer that I believe has a max PSI of 16 or 1800, which is pretty light when it comes to pressure washers. And then I use a scrub brush and Dawn if I, you know, get grease or, you know, some type of spill or, you know, around the grilling area. I'm not the cleanest outdoor cook, Denny. So sometimes some Dawn dish soap, a scrub brush, and a pressure washer is what the doctor orders to bring the deck back to its original glory.
You're a pretty good griller, though, I know from experience. Good stuff.
It'll hit the stomach well and taste good, but the mess I leave behind is maybe the biggest story of the night.
However, it's worth it. As I recall,
it can be.
Yeah. Now, who would you recommend if somebody wants a satellite dish removed from my roof? Who would they call?
You know, we do roof repairs all the time, Denny. So we can definitely manage that situation. We do roof repairs and roof inspections for we have for the last 2 years now. So it's not just replacing roofs. We will do a full-fledged repair program or restore program on your roof.
All right.
In fact, we're actually testing a couple of different chemicals to spray on the roof to try to, restore it back and maybe give it a few extra years of life. But the jury is still out on all of that stuff. And again, if we bring it to market, it means we've tested it and we trust it to do what we are telling customers it will do. And
oh,
right,
you'll
now,
have
I'm
to.
Just, yeah, it's there's a lot of what ifs going on into this, Danny. I'm very skeptical of this. It seems very snake oily, but I'm withholding judgment until I can see exactly what's going on.
Well, that's what you do. You test things first, then you tell us about it. So
yeah,
it's a way to do it. 651-461-9226. If you would like to call in your question to Andy, by all means, or just send a text. It's just that one number to remember: 651-461-9226. I'm looking for another. Where was it here? There was another question. Oh, here it is. Texter says, when I get my crawl space insulated, and maybe you can tell us how they do that or what the result is, will I be able to crawl into it for storage is the question. What do you think?
Possibly. I'm not sure. All depends on how it's getting insulated, if it's going to be enclosed off or however you're going to do it. But if you use some of the spray foam options, you can definitely turn it into a storage area. And chances are, Denny, like a lot of times, you need to vent those a little bit, or at least have some type of way to run a dehumidifier in that area, so they're not going to be completely closed off. But if possible, yeah. You know, I know we've designed it and done it that way for a couple of customers in the past. So, yeah, you should be able to. There's never enough storage, is there, Denny?
Oh, boy, that is for sure. What about foaming that space? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, of course it is. That's some, we've done it in your areas of the house. And one of my favorite customers, I mean, that customer, I don't know how many people they recommended to us on their block because we changed the comfort level of their room by insulating their, it was a crawl space with an uninsulated floor. How it got uninsulated to begin with, I don't know. But cantilever areas by insulating their, it was a crawl space with an uninsulated floor. How it got uninsulated to begin with, I don't know. But cantilever areas, if you have a house that has a cantilever, like they tried to extend the kitchen, chances are that cant isn't insulated either. But it creates really, really cold floors. And this was a daycare. And when we went and did that, it changed that room. It made it as comfortable in that room as it was the entire house. So they went up and down the block. I think I got 20, 25 referrals from that customer.
Amazing. That really is a whole different world, especially when you put, because our crawl space, like a lot of areas, was dirt, right? Just dirt.
Yeah. And that musty smell. And there's other things in the air, too. We've recommended in a lot of cases, if in those areas, in certain areas of the Twin Cities are worse than others, to get the radon testing done. And for as many people as Safe Basements has recommended to Lindus for getting gutters done, we send a lot of people their way for sub pump baskets, drain tiling, and radon mitigation.
Funny you should bring that up. We're going to be having Safe Basements over to the house next week for exactly that reason. They're going to have to move into a more aggressive radon mitigation, it looks like. So, yeah, that's who I called. Tell you what, let's take a break, Andy. We'll come back with more show. Home improvement question via text or phone call, 651-461-9226. 32 degrees here in the Twin Cities. We might reach 49 today, but 61 tomorrow. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to our home improvement show. Denny Long along with Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction, LINDUS. Andy, we've got questions yet to answer here this morning before you take your leave. Let's see who is next. Listener says, is it too late to have Lindus check my attic for adding insulation?
It's never too late.
Never too late.
Yeah, it's not just something we do all winter. We do that all summer. Denny, in fact, almost every roofing project we look at, even on the repairs, we're going to want to look in the attic. Because unless you know exactly what's going on with insulation, ventilation, how the entire roof is working, the chances of fixing it the right way the first time are less. And if we're going to come out and do a project, we're going to want to look at all of the factors that could be leading up to why we're there in the first place. And And when it comes to roofing, that's the attic. And we're in attics all summer long. It's not fun. In fact, a lot of our people have a jumpsuit we'll put on to get in there because it gets dusty and grimy. But in the summertime, it can be 120, 130, 140 degrees. But it tells us what is going on with the entire home. So, yeah, no, it's never too late to look in your attic.
Sometime we have more time, I want to ask you, what's the worst attic you've ever had to be in? We'll do that some other time.
Oh, raccoons and bats were involved, I can tell you that much.
What a story. Listener says, I have a steel exterior door that I've been trying to paint, and it continues to bubble up in spots, even after roughing the surface and putting a primer. What do you suggest? Oh, my, that's interesting.
You know, off the top of my head, Denny, if it's happening in like in the same area, I've seen this happen a few times where glass or something reflective is strengthening the sun and leading to failure in finishes. Or I've even seen vinyl siding melt because of coatings put on windows before. Mm. But even like a wind chime, if it's grabbing the sun, if you got some glass crystal pieces hanging like in your porch area, that can hit the sun in a certain way, like a magnifying glass, and just, you know, it can make that area warmer than the rest of it, and that leads to bubbling paint or what. The other factor would be moisture. So sun or moisture is why the paint, is my guess, is failing.
Okay. Interesting question, and I know you have all sorts of special people that lend us with very specialized and great knowledge about various jobs. When I get my crawl space estimate, Texter says, from Lindis, will they be able to ask questions about bath and basement remodels? That is a good question.
Yeah, you can always ask questions. It might not be something that we're looking at doing work on right now. We're not doing a lot of interior modeling. Although we have been talked into a few projects, trying to take over for some other shady contractors, but we will do our best to answer all of your questions, and if we need to bring in backup or the right experts involved to figure out what's going on, we definitely will.
All right. This I guess is just a comment. We have like a minute and a half to go on the show. Texter wants to have an awning installed over my deck. They say I don't have enough clearance to install it on the siding, according to the first company. Another company says they have an option to install off the roof. Is this a good option to have it installed right there on the shingles? What do you think?
As long as you're taking the proper steps to flash this the proper way and to waterproof it, and I would be worried. If I say, like, if you had a roof installed by us and it's backed by a lifetime workmanship warranty and a 50-year no questions asked warranty on everything, on all aspects of your roof, that's what you're getting from Lindis Construction, the golden pledge with the golden ticket. And I would be worried about having somebody else work on that roof. So I would at least consult an expert. Is it doable? For sure. But it's also something that, that we can take care of. You know, we specialize in outdoor living, adding awnings and things like that. Luke Panic, who was on the show last week, call him or one of his cohorts out to the house and they'll figure it out.
Sure. Absolutely. 844-9 Lindis. Now, I know we're just about out of time, but this is still the month of April. What kind of deals can be had at Lindis?
We have 75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. Hands down, the best windows in the Twin Cities market. And a little biased, you know, made in Minnesota. But, hey, you know, it's again, we test all of our stuff, Denny. And those windows do better than any other window I've tested. And we also have 75% off labor on the installation of LeafGuard gutters and GAF asphalt roofing. So, again, those first initial visits, Denny, are free.
Yeah.
And if you don't need work done by us, we will gladly tell you that, because one thing we don't have to do is make up work. I tell you, our schedules are filling fast, and it's going to be not too long from now. We're talking about projects done in, you know, August, September, and October versus, you know, June and July.
Well, give them a call, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, let's meet up again next Saturday.
Wonderful. Thank you, Denny. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great week. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. 844-9-LINDIS. Gradual clearing today in the Twin Cities. going to have highs of about 49, but even a nicer day tomorrow, near 61. Dennis Matuszak, thank you so much for all the work there downtown, and thank you for listening to 830 WCCO.